The new Patriotic Party NPP maintains that its free senior high school policy is intended to give all children access to education. The free education at the basic level will be redefined to strengthen the foundation for the SHS. Speaking on GTV's maiden political program Face the Nation, the campaign manager of the party, Boakye Jaku, said the policy will put teachers first by providing bungalows and helping them to upgrade themselves.
Yes, there is a problem at the basic level. You must tackle that. But simultaneously, you cannot sit down and look at the dropout rate from our perspective. There is no way we can transform this country with an uneducated workforce. We are going to redefine what basic education means. It is no longer going to be junior high school. Our poor kids come out of junior high school without any employable skills. We throw almost 200,000 out of them on the streets every year. They haven't passed. At the center of our education policy is teacher first, because it is the quality of the teacher that determines the outcome of the child. If the teacher is not happy, there is no way he's going to be able to impart knowledge to your child. So we have a teacher first policy, which means that in the rural areas, for example, there is no sense in building a school when you are not simultaneously providing a place for the rural teacher to live. Salaries, retaining them, giving them the opportunity to improve their skills. So all of these things have been worked into the program we are looking. You get a good teacher, expand the infrastructure, involve parents in the education of their children, so that together we will live this better.
Mr. Ejiakun said the philosophy underpinning the free SHS education concept is to raise the standard of public education to the level of private schools.
As a government, our first port of call is public policy, and we will certainly make sure that public education comes up to the standard of private schools. We are not against private schools, we are for it. But as a public policy option, we ought to be able to say that, look, the majority of poor people are in the public sector, and if we are going to be able to do the balancing wheel, we ought to lift up public schools.
Answering questions on sustaining the free SHS program, Mr. Jaku said the NPP will promote prudent management of the country's resources and widen the tax net to include everybody.